I want to say to
yes.
Daniel.
Yes, that's me.
What's going on?
Hi. A lot of things.
What's his name? Vader and Big Fatty.
Yeah.
They're outraged that you and Adam are doing Alive or Dead, that you stole their segment.
I have no idea what that.
Alive or Dead.
And that you and Big Fatty, Daniel, had some kind of fallout.
Uh-huh.
We were trying to read between the lines, but they definitely called you guys out for stealing their segment. So
yeah.
That was a lot in one phone call, but I wanted it all addressed. Okay?
Okay.
Lord,
thank you for the
Goodbye.
Yes, what, Adam?
I was just saying thanks for the call, but apparently he wasn't finished.
No, Chris and Dennis. What was the question? I don't even remember the question. We have never stolen anything ever in our life. This show, Adam, have we ever done anything other than an original segment?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, maybe other people, I'm not going to say who, some unscrupulous podcasters may steal, I don't know, things like the technology segment.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This show may steal anything.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3686. BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 22th of March 2022, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and there may be a few more voice letters. Big Fatty. Hello, elephants. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you elephants today, because y'all, we're just going to address the elephant in the room. Big Fatty, I didn't know the old gal was in town. No, you heard that at the beginning of today's little show about Big Fatty being accused, I tell you, of stealing the technology segment. Now, y'all, I just wanna play for you the technology segment here on the little show.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it.
The Big Fatty Online Technology segment brought to you by Dubious Intent. Check them out, dubiousintent.com.
Now, y'all, how do I steal the technology segment when it is brought to you by the Dubious Intentions? And I mean, Daniel Bemis even does the voiceover for it. Big Fatty, it's like Clementine. It's out there in the public domain. Oh my darling, oh my darling. Oh, my darling, technology segment!
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Fatty the Pooh by the frequency. It's true. By the way, before I go any further, y'all, that frequency, Yachty put out a little show for the first time since the end of last year, and y'all, he recounted the trials and events of his mother passing away and her decline and all, and y'all, I commend him for doing that. I Big Fatty did that with the. At least that's the way I remember it. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. Well, that's true. But, I recounted that with the orange hat and the hat arena. And, y'all, I want to say thank you to Frequency for sharing that for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think it's good for him to be able to talk about it, it's part of the new beginning, and I think it will turn to him just remembering the good times and. It's just good, and y'all, I think it also helps other folks when they know that they're not the only ones going through this situation. Y'all, you're all gonna have to deal with dying parents or relatives or friends or whatever, and y'all, there's no right or wrong. There's no death for dummies. Big Fatty, if there was, you'd probably write it. Well, anyway. I'm happy for Frequency that he was able to do that, and I hope that you'll go over and just take a listen. It's the Gay Wasteland, and you can find it wherever fine podcasts are sold. Big Fatty, they're for sale. Well, not this one. No, you got that right. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday. recorded the Little Fatty Cast with old Veda, and I had barbecue ribs, the Tony Roma's barbecue ribs. They were on sale this past week at the Vonzies, and y'all, they're fully cooked, and they had the barbecue sauce on it. Normally, I throw them on the grill to get that good char on them. But, y'all, it came with a metal pan, like the old chicken pot pies used to come in. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, chicken pot pie. Hi, Alex Lefebvre. But it's elongated. Oh, Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. So, y'all, I put them in the oven. They're supposed to be in there about, 22 minutes. And y'all, I kind of forgot about them. They were in there about 30 minutes. And then I just cut the oven off. I didn't take them out or anything. But I had that for my supper, and I had some of that chow chow that my neighbor made for me, and y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. It did make me gassy, however. And Big Fatty, you don't really even have to tell us that it makes you gassy. Everything makes you gassy. It's true. Y'all, I watched some of the sports ball on the TV machine, and I may have caught up. Oh, the 60 minutes. Watched it. Y'all, it's pretty good. I went to bed a little bit early, probably about 10 p.m. in the evening, I'll say. And it was nice and chilly. It felt really good to have the windows open in the chamber. And slept like a baby till about 5:30 in the morning. I've gotten in that rut of waking up about 5:30 or whatever, and y'all, I just rolled my ass right back over. Didn't even get up and TT. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why the bed's wet. No, I finally got up about 20 minutes after 7. Miss Gail King had started without me, and so I got up and had my coffee. read the newspaper, did the Sudoku without a problem. Y'all, I failed. I failed on the 5 puzzle Sudoku on Sunday. I don't know where I went wrong, but I went wrong. And and for my breakfast, I had the cheese toast. I know. It's becoming a tradition here at the Villa, and y'all, I bet you there are a few of y'all out there other than the berries that are enjoying a little cheese toast every now and then. Big Fatty. And y'all, then I got up, went, did my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was in the low 50s when I went out on the nipple walk. And y'all, it's the perfect time when it's cool, when you're in the shade, but it feels good when you're in the sunshine. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, vitamin D. Except that's not the vitamin D you wish you had. Well, I do need some of that vitamin D, too. Came back, got my share. Then I laid down. You know, sometimes I like to lay under the bedspread after I get out of the shower with the electric camisole on underneath me. And the nep had said he wanted to go, he had to run some papers by his tax accountant, and was going to either go to the Costco or the Sam's Club. Y'all, we ended up going to the Sam's Club. And y'all, I picked up a few things. Y'all, I've got these, I think I've told you about them before, these rechargeable solar lights. And y'all, I bought 2 packages of them in the past, but only 3 of the 4 of those, it's a 2-pack, were still working. And y'all, I have them shining up on the front of the columns of the Villa. And y'all, I used to have the other one on the back steps so you could see when you were coming and going off, from the steps. And so, y'all, they hadn't had them in forever, but they had them again. So I picked them up another 2-pack. So I've got the back steps illuminated again. And I got that. Y'all, they had a brand new bag solid there. It was the Dill Pickle Solid. Y'all, it's made with a shredded cauliflower and cabbage and radishes and all kinds of stuff, and it's got some sort of dill pickle flavored croutons in it, the ranch dressing has a dill pickle flavor to it, and y'all, it just sounded good, so I'm gonna give that a try. I also picked up what else did I pick up? Y'all, I needed a new jug of Dawn dishwashing liquid, and I needed a new package of the trash bags. I'm getting low on my trash bags. And so I got, y'all, I didn't buy the cheapest one. I got, because I don't have room to store all that stuff. So I got a smaller sized container. But y'all, it's the lemon. It's the lemon scented. Oh, Big Fatty. Trash bags. And I got that. I picked up some nacho chips and some of more of the white popcorn. And y'all, I had to get me some more of that Flonase kind of stuff. I just bought the cheap brand of it, though. And y'all, I think that was it. There may have been something else, but another container of the dehydrated hash brown potatoes, because y'all, they're always a hit during Friday at Fatty's when we have the brufkas. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul Shagerty.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great. You?
I'm in a pub.
A pub?
That's why you can hear other voices.
Oh, yes, the voices. I'm hearing voices.
I'm waiting for my old flatmate, Kevin, to meet me for lunch.
Kevin?
It's only quarter past 11.
But, yes.
Some of my fellow drinkers.
Yes.
He's been at it a while.
Oh. They get early.
On a Sunday, too.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm shocked.
The Lord's Day.
Anyway, what have I been up to?
What have you been up to? Tell us.
Well, I went to see my parents.
Yes.
The other week.
Yes.
But there wasn't a lot to report. Did a lot of recording for the podcast.
That's lovely.
Oh. We had lots of storms that week.
Oh.
And I got stranded down there for longer than I wanted to be.
Oh, I got back eventually. I get that.
Since I got back, I did some recording with Toppy the other day.
Oh, yes. Stink Pot.
Which is always fun.
Yes, Stink Pot.
Edited an episode with Jay the Haunt Cub.
Oh, yes.
We recorded a week or two ago.
The Haunt Cub, yes. He wants to come visit.
He's a good sport, is
he? Yes, he is.
I make him do some silly things.
Oh, yes.
Yet he just rolls with the punches. Not that there were any punches.
Oh, there were punches?
It's a very long way to reach.
How about Judy's? Were there punching Judy's?
I'm going to punch Jay the Haunt Cub.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
He's lovely.
Lovely. Just lovely.
He's my friend.
Yes, he's mine too.
But yes.
Yes.
So I haven't got a lot planned. I'm supposed to be doing my proofreading course.
Oh.
A bit dull, but I'm doing it.
Are you reading the proof on that liquor?
It's been a bit creaky, so I haven't really gone out. The weather has been sunnier this week.
Oh.
But I'm hoping that soon.
It's lovely here.
I'm going out today to see Callum. At least has got me out and about.
Oh, Callum. Was he in a movie?
I'd like to be able to go on the bus.
Oh, the bus.
Richmond Park again.
You know, the wheels on the bus go round, round, round.
I haven't got a lot more to say.
Oh, okay.
The cat's going to the vet next week.
Oh,
he's fine.
Okay.
He's just
Dealey the cat.
So
well, yes, we all have
18
to.
18 in October.
Oh, we all have to go to the vet or whatever.
And I'm recording with various people this week.
Yes.
For my shows and for their shows. And
yes.
So, anyway, so it's a full-time job.
Are you?
Full-time job.
Oh, are you? Are you?
Which I don't mind at all. I better say goodbye.
Yes.
I hope all is well with you.
Yes, it's just lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
Congratulations to the number one fan.
Oh.
Well, and the number two, and the number three. BFO.
Yes, that's been a while.
And Callum's just walking in.
Oh, okay.
So I should say goodbye.
You should. You should. Are you having a
goodbye, Big Fatty?
Bye.
Callum, say goodbye to Big Fatty.
Goodbye, Big Fatty.
Bye, Callum.
That's Callum.
Oh,
all
yes.
Right, we gotta go. Bye.
Yeah, that's a yell. That, of course, is the Shy Yeti and Callum and Shy Yeti and Callum. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and to have that ambiance. It was almost took me back to the days of being down at the end of the bar, but those days have passed us by. And so maybe that can be Callum and the Shy Yeti down at the end of the bar. By the way, what did you have for lunch? Did you have the Plowman's lunch? Big Fatty, does that have anything to do with a special chair? No, that's a different kind of plowing a man. Big Fatty, you're just vulgar. You're vulgar. Oh. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all got big doings on Saturday here at the Villa. I'll tell you more all about that as the weekend gets closer. Y'all also, y'all get my eyes checked Sunday. Who goes to the eye doctor on Sunday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon? Big Friday, because y'all, it's my homosexual optometrist, and that was one of the days he was working. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and Daniel, you better listen to your phone calls, because they've got it right.
This show may steal anything.
Oh, no, we don't steal anything on this little show. We steal everything.
Trademark. Gary Charles.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah! We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.